The Defense and Homeland Security departments have been scrambling to visit Silicon Valley to find the latest and greatest new technology. But few agencies are rushing to solicit companies in the Washington, D.C. area for their developments and entrepreneurial ideas. Northern Virginia venture capitalist Jonathan Aberman says companies and agencies are missing out on untapped potential. He tells Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco about a new academy he's launching to help local industry better sell its own commercial products.
Well, this town is well known for being one of the best places in the world to be a technology consulting business. And other parts of the country are better known for doing technology products. The difference being the consulting project, you do IP, you create something, you give it to the client once. The product, you do the same thing, keep the IP and generate it again and again. Product businesses are things like Google and Facebook or the Apple iPhone, for example. And our region has an unbelievable level of talent, but we're not recognized as a product creating place. So over the summer, with the help of a large number of regional organizations and some experienced entrepreneurs and also some professors, colleagues with the Smith School of Business, we decided to launch the academy to provide a 3-month syllabus to help train existing businesses how to be better at selling technology product. And that's the Tandem Service, that's the Tandem Product Academy is about. And we're really happy with how it's going, because ultimately what we're seeing right now is that there's an enormous amount of unmet need.
It sounds as if there's some interest in this. Can you talk about what the interest has been, how it's going so far?
Well, like any pilot program, and the Tandem Product Academy is very much a pilot program, you know, we felt that there was a need, but with the help of Fairfax County and AARP, we provided enough seed capital to go off and see. You know, we launched the program a few weeks ago, and the applications have come in rather strongly. And what we're seeing is that there basically are three types of businesses that are applying. The first one is government contractors that have, in some cases, significant revenue, but want to develop their expertise selling product either to the federal government or to the commercial sector. The second are companies that have gotten significant R&D dollars from the feds and are now trying to figure out how to commercialize the tech. And the third is product companies that are here that have gotten angel financing or venture financing and are looking for help scaling. And with all three of those groups, what they have in common is none of them are new businesses. We're not serving new businesses. There are 130 accelerators and incubators in town that help people put companies together. Our program is very unique in that we're actually trying to help existing businesses scale. You know, how do you go from 5 customers to 50 or from 10 million to 20 million? And that's pretty unique. So because it was unique, we thought that people would care, and that's turning out to be the case. Today, we're announcing the first 12 participants in our 25-company cohort. We have applications open up until the end of October, but we thought that because the applications were so strong, we didn't want to keep people waiting who had taken the time to apply early. And it's a really interesting cross-section of all three of the companies I just described, which to my mind really evidences why this region is so strong as a place to start technology businesses. And I think as we go through this program, we're going to change the narrative about whether or not this is a great place to grow technology product companies. We're a lot more than just serving the government.
So let's bring this down to the level of our federally minded listeners here. So if I'm a federal employee and I'm listening to this, what might I expect from you and these companies in the future? Or if I'm a federal contractor and I'm potentially interested in this?
Well, they're both really important questions, and both of them are answered by the program. So the first one is, as we know from the feds, DOD's insistence on going to Silicon Valley and DHS go to Silicon Valley and open up offices elsewhere, we see that the federal government is more and more focused on acquiring technology through COTS or through product rather than getting technology delivered to them through a consulting business model. And frankly, I don't think that the federal government spends enough time interacting with our product and our product innovation companies because, frankly, they just don't see them. So this program will provide a way to show the federal government that they don't have to get on a plane to find innovators to deliver technology product. With respect to the companies that are here, and bear in mind that, for example, in the cybersecurity industry, of the 900 companies we have in the region that are cybersecurity companies, 90% of them deliver their technology in a service or a solution-oriented delivery model. What we're going to provide is the insight so that companies that are working with the feds or getting money from the feds to develop technology can figure out how to develop a product. Because For example, I was talking with one entrant just the other day, and he said to me, you know, one of the things I'm most excited about is getting advice on which features do I cut out and which features do I leave in if I want to take a prototype and turn it into something commercial. You know, I have another admittee who said to me, I'm just really, really looking forward to figuring out how to build a sales team. The point is that growing a product technology product business is very different from growing a service business. The customer can be the same. The federal government can acquire a product, but how you deliver it and what you sell and how you implement it is very different. This program is designed to provide meaningful instruction from proven professionals, proven professors, and people who have done this successfully many times in a classroom collaborative environment where there's going to be a higher quality of education than what you get from going to a panel or listening to a podcast.
And you mentioned that you're still accepting applications. If I'm interested in something like this, I mean, what kind of company profile potentially are you looking for?
Well, the most important things for us are, in the first instance, it should be an entrepreneurial team that are really excited about education and learning from one another. This is a very cohort-driven activity. That's why it's so important to have companies and people that are really energized. That's number one. Number two is that they're past the point of formation and they either have $500,000 of revenue, $500,000 of federal R&D, or $500,000 of outside capital. Because again, the marketplace where we think there's a real need is companies past the point of formation or companies looking to retool. Like I said earlier, there seems to be a lot of demand and a lot of opportunity for government contractors or people that have made their money working with the government to develop their technology product expertise. And then also DARPA, DOD, and other agency-funded companies that have developed technology. I think that those two, with respect to the audience for this channel and this station, that is, I think, probably where we're going to see the most applicants coming out of this particular conversation. And hopefully people will respond. They've got until the 31st of October to apply. We're avidly looking to fill the cohort. We sized it for 25 companies. If we're oversubscribed, maybe we'll do a few more. But the important thing is that the program's happening and the program's got demand. And I think we're going to prove the argument that this region can be innovative in a product sense.
So as far as next steps go, how can someone apply? And then when does this all kick off? Does it all kick off at once as far as the classroom training sessions go? How do you envision this going?
Well, you should go to the tandeminnovate.com site and check out the Tandem Academy. Tandem Innovation Alliance, which is sponsoring the Tandem Product Academy, has a number of different activities. The Academy is just one of them. But you go to that part of the site and you'll see there's an application process. It's a very straightforward form. And then we will select companies up through the end of October. The first class is Saturday, November 10th. And the way the program's structured is their Saturday class is one full Saturday a month for 3 months. And then there are seminars in between. You can see all the information for who the professors are and what we're going to teach in the syllabus. It's very detailed. It's all there on the site. And that's what we're looking for. It's a very easy process. It's very transparent because, again, we're trying to provide a community resource. This is, I guess I'd make the point before, and I want to make it, this program's free for people to participate. This really is a community give back program. It's financed by Amplifier Ventures, my venture fund organization, Fairfax County and AARP. We all provide the seed capital so that all the teachers are getting paid for. Nobody's doing this for anything other than advancing the region, but for participants who want to change the trajectory of their company, I can't think of a better way to help them and also help all of us really drive the region forward.
Jonathan Aberman, venture capitalist and founder of Tandem NSI, speaking with Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco. We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.